Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Shabbos. We're finishing off the parak today with Parak Yud, Mishnah Vav. And then we're going to begin the 11th parak of Maseches Shabbos with Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Parak Yud, Mishnah Vav of Maseches Shabbos is going to leave the realm of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos, at least momentarily, as we discuss some halachos, some prohibitions of malachos that apply to a person taking care of their personal appearance. Says the Mishnah, Hanotel Tziparnov Zo Bezo O Bishinov. If a person removes his fingernails, a lot of times your fingernails are a little long, and he's cutting them, and he's pulling at them one with the other, or he's biting them with his teeth, which a person might be inclined to do. V'chein sa'aro, v'chein shifamo. V'chein zikano, or if a person removes the hair on his head, or the hair of his mustache, or the hair of his beard, in any of these cases, by plucking them out with his hand. V'chein agodelas, v'chein akochelas, v'chein apokesas, or if a woman either braids her hair, or paints her eyes, or sort of parts her hair. A lot of the times the pieces of hair stick together, and she wants to part them, she wants to separate them. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer rules that a person is liable for performing an Isser Mid'araisa, the Malacha, for any of these actions, that if you remove your fingernails and the hair, those are toldos, those are subcategories of shearing, which is one of the malachos that we learned in the 7th parak. Braiding and separating one's hair are toldos, or subcategories of bona, of building, and painting one's eyes is a tolda of kosev, of writing. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you've transgressed the subcategories, you've transgressed the toldos of these malachos. However, v'chachamim osrim mishum shvus, over the chachamim rule that these actions are prohibited, but only on a midarabbanon level. A shvus means that it's osir midarabbanon, it's rabbinically prohibited, but not on a midaraisa level. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we paskin like the chachamim. Now, the reason why the Chachamim hold that all of these things are only Aser Midrabanan is because removing a fingernail or hair with one's hand or mouth is done in a shinoi. It's really an unusual type of a way. Braiding and parting one's hair are also, according to the Chachamim, not De'araisa forms of bona, of building, and painting an eye is certainly not a biblical Torah form of writing as well. Nevertheless, they're prohibited on a Midrabanan level, on a rabbinic level, but they're not usher on a midda'oraisa level. Continuing now in the Mishnah with another discussion regarding one aspect of the malacha of reaping. Says the Mishnah, HaTolesh me'at tznakuv chayev, the one who plucks a plant from a pot that has a hole in the bottom is chayev, has transgressed a prohibition of kotzer on Shabbos. Again, we're dealing with a plant that is, it's in a pot, but the pot itself has a hole, so it is getting some nourishment from the ground, and therefore says the Tanakhama that such a person has transgressed the prohibition of kotzer, of cutting, of plucking, of plucking out the plant on Shabbos. And says the Mishnah, v'sheinu nakav pater, certainly one who plucks a plant from a pot that does not have a hole, it's not getting nourishment from the ground, certainly in that case he would not be have transgressed the prohibition on a midda'araisa level. For Rabbi Shimon poter bazeo bazeo, Rabbi Shimon rules no, the one who plucks a plant from a pot is exempt, whether it's a situation where it has a hole in the bottom, certainly in a situation where it does not have a hole in the bottom. Regardless, according to Rabbi Shimon, a plant in any type of pot is not biblically recognized as attached to the ground, and therefore plucking it would not be the malacha of kotzer on a midda'araisa level. Continuing now with Perek Yod Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, as we're going to continue discussing the malacha of hotzah, of carrying, of transferring on Shabbos, and we're going to be specifically discussing the malacha of zurika, of zorek, of throwing an item on Shabbos. Does that classify as hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos, or not? As we discussed previously, first of all, as we learned, all malachos are learned from the construction, from the building of the Mishkan in the desert. Hotzah is prohibited as an av malacha, as the main category of malacha, because in the desert, the Levim would carry and would transfer the beams that form the walls of the Mishkan from a Rishus Harabim, Kelim, which was like the public area around the Mishkan, to a Rishus Hayachin, to the wagons, the private area, the wagons that were used to transport the beams from place to place, and then from Rishus Hayachin, the wagons to a, which were again used to transfer them, to a Rishus Harabim, the new place where they were going to set up the Mishkan. Now, although the Levim carried the beams and did not throw them per se, throwing is also usur as a toldah of Kotsav, a tolda of transferring on Shabbos, because when a person throws something from one area to another area, he's lifting the object, he's doing the Akira, and he's putting it down as well, doing the Hanacha there as well. So that's what our Mishnah is going to teach us. Hazorik Mirishus Hayachal Rishus Harabim. May Rishus Harabim Rishus Hayachal Chayiv. That if a person throws an object from a private area to a public area, or from a public area to a private area, he has transgressed the prohibition of hotzav, of carrying on Shabbos, again, a tolda of it, but it's still usher on a Torah level, on a midaraisa level. However, says the Mishnah, Rishus Hayachid, Lirishus Hayachid, if a person throws an object from one private area to another private area, Urishus Harabim Be'emtza, but there's a public domain in the middle of those two private domains, Rabbi Akiva Mechai, Rabbi Akiva says that you would be liable, you did transgress a prohibition, because when the object passed through the public area, it is viewed as if it came to rest there. The Chachamim Potcher, no, but the Chachamim maintain and hold that he is exempt, that he is not liable, because the object didn't actually land in the public area, and therefore on a Daraisa level, by throwing it from a private area to a private area, with a public area in the middle, he did nothing wrong. And as the Bartzner points out, we passing like the Chachamim, a person who throws from a with a Rishus Harabim in the middle, is Pater Ani Midaraisa level. Again, it's Pater Aval Aser, it's Aser Midarabanan, but not Aser Ani Midaraisa level. Quick review, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav discussed various halachos of grooming oneself. According to the Tanakhama, if a person removes his fingernail by pulling at them, or by biting them, or if a person removes his hair, or the hair of his mustache, or the hair of his beard, by plucking them, or if a woman's braiding her hair, or separating, or are painting her eyes, or separating her hair, in Rabbi Eliezer, Mechai, Rabbi Eliezer in these situations, rules that a person is liable for performing an Isser Midda Araisa, Malacha Midda Araisa on Shabbos, but the Chum say, no, these are all Isser Midda Rabbanan, they really didn't do anything wrong on a Torah level, and again, that's how we paskin like the Chachamim. And then the Mishnah concluded by discussing the case of the Atznakov, of a pot with a hole on the bottom. And we said, according to the Tanakhama in this case, that if there's a hole in the bottom, it's getting nourished from the ground, then according to Tanakhama, plucking such a plant would be usher on a midaraisa level, because it's still getting nourishment from the ground, even if it's in a pot. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that a person who plucks it from a pot is exempt, both in the case of an Atznakov and a case where there is no hole on the bottom. And again, we pass on like the first opinion, like the opinion of the Chachamim. And then Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, discussed the case of throwing an item. And we said that if you throw from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim, or vice versa, you have transgressed the tolda of Hotza, of Zrika, of throwing, that is Usser on Shabbos as well on a Torah level. But the question was, what if you throw from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Hayachid, from a private domain to another private area, with a public domain in the middle? So we said that according to Rabbi Akiva, you are Chayiv, you did it in Isser in the Torah, but according to the Chachamim, no, it's only Usser on a Midrabanan level, and we paskin like the Chachamim, namely that it's only Usser Midrabanan if you throw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah with a public domain in the middle. Have a great day.